Cybergs Sports Show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Cybergs at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Cybergs' six area locations is near you, go to cybergs.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Cybergs, an eating and drinking company. Cybergs at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
I recognize this music.
How much is that jar in the window?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have pets and you care about your pets and there's some concern that you might have about that pet, this would be a great time to get your questions answered by one of the best in the biz, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. I'm going to give you the numbers and you need to call right now. I mean like right now. 314-969-KTRS, which is 314-969-5877, or toll free. Fewer lines coming in on this number, but it is a backup number if you need it. 888-550-KTRS. You call now. First come, first serve. Need to remind you that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. It's a terrific cab company. I happen to know the guy that owns Laclede Cab. He's a great guy. And he runs a terrific fleet of cabs. They're clean, they're red, and they're AM and the PM. And you can get one at 314-652-3456 or download the app, STL Taxi. Here is, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey! How is everyone today?
Hey, Dr. Doug.
We're doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM. Hallelujah! What's a cooking?
Well, not much is cooking because nothing cooks when it's 2 below 0 at night.
That's true. I hate it.
Probably a more appropriate question would be, hey, what's freezing?
Yeah, really.
Everything is freezing.
Strange world.
Let me write that down. That's
Did you make that
said.
Up?
It's a strange world.
Which
has inspired me to write a song.
Wow.
It's a strange world
after all. After all, it's a strange
world. We either have broken phones or we don't have one call for you.
I know, but
we don't know which it is. Usually it's the phone system is screwed up and our the keyboard thing or whatever you call it where the bank of phones comes in is down as much as it's up and working.
So well, we can talk in a few moments about this cold and how to protect your animals. Everybody's kind of...
Why don't you do that? Let me give these numbers again, and it's probably the system because that's normally what it is. 314-96 it'll reboot itself. 314-969-5877 or toll free 888-550-5877. Go ahead, talk about the cold.
Yeah, the big thing obviously is animals that we assume are used to being outside or in some, not necessarily directly outside, but in the garage or in a pen area. They just need to be protected, obviously, from the extreme cold. They need to have fresh water available all the time. So if there's a spigot or something, they need to make sure that that's managed. Any windbreak is really critical. So if there's an isolated home outside, like a doghouse, they need to kind of secure that, both on the inside or outside with some insulation. And those are most critical things. Obviously, we want the animals to stay inside. If they go outside, you want to make sure that if there's a salted area, the salt doesn't get between their feet and cause chemical burns. Or in some cases, the animals have a lot of fur between their feet, and they'll collect it, ice up on that, and that can cause problems too. And then another point is just feeding them up a little bit so that they have a little more weight to carry them through this season. And watch out for frostbite on the ears and in the nose as well.
And if you have a water bowl outside, refresh it because it'll be frozen.
Right, that's right.
All right. See, I actually had something to add to that.
Wow.
Now they're all lit up. See, our phone rebooted itself. What a horrible system we have. Let's start with Denby. There's a name you don't hear every day. Denby, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My question occurs to my dog, Zelda. She's a chocolate lab and Rhodesian Ridgeback mix.
Okay. Ooh.
Big dog, about 130 pounds.
Oh,
but
wow.
She has sensitive skin, and she keeps breaking out in these little rashes, and we've been giving her Benadryl or generic Benadryl, 5-10 of them a day.
Right.
And now she's getting older, like about 8 years old. It doesn't seem to be very effective. Is there
How old is she again?
About 8 years old.
8 years old. Okay, now Benadryl, there are about five antihistamines that are used in pet medicine, and Benadryl is not great for skin. There are a lot of other ones that are better. So you can talk to your vet about some drugs like Atarax or hydroxyzine.
Yeah, Atarax is what I was going to recommend.
Yeah.
Or hydroxyzine. Those are used in humans as well. Chlorpheniramine is another one.
Yes, chlorpheniramine.
And your vet will have several options for you. And then the other big thing is food trials. A lot of these animals develop sensitivities to certain food stuff. So it might be a grain component. It might be rice. It might be a lot of different things. So that's another point to rule out. And then also I would probably check the dog's thyroid levels and make sure that that's not a component issue. So there are a bunch of things that your vet can help you with that I would push them to kind of start looking at. And I think you have some solutions that you can work with.
Denby, sounds to me like your vet should be Dr. Doug Pernico.
I'd like it. They just put him on the, or put her on the generic. And, you know,
yeah, that doesn't work well for skin. It's great for quieting animals down and getting them restful and stuff, but it's really not one of the better products for skin.
All right.
Okay. Yes,
yeah, burn lightning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denby. Thank you. Well, Denby. You know,
yeah,
that name a lot.
Denby. It's
Tom
like
is
a toy or something.
Yeah. Tom, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
AM and PM.
That's everybody should be.
Hallelujah. About 8 years ago, I had to put my Brittany to sleep that lived 19 years.
Wow. Wonderful.
I can find the brother and the sister. I'm recently single, and I want to start hunting my Brittany again, but I want to get one. If I go back to, like, brothers or sisters, brothers, I can find the breeder that actually I got this dog from.
Okay.
Can I go back and find... get that breed together so I can get another dog that lives 19 years?
Well, you can't predict how long it's going to live, of course, but that particular breed is a wonderful breed and very smart dogs. But, you know, you're hoping, what you're saying is you're hoping that the same genetic line is going to give you the same long life, and that's a hope, but, again, nobody can predict. So that's your...
No, I understand that, but if I stay with the bloodline that the dog had to begin with,
well,
is it,
again,
does it help?
It's not a guarantee, but it's certainly a statistically a better way to go. So I would encourage you to try it that way. But
oh, perfect. That's great, because it was the most wonderful hunting dog I had ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah, I think they're a good breed.
Tom, a quick question. You said something about you're divorced or something, and you want to start hunting again. It sounded to me like almost your wife didn't let you hunt.
Yeah.
She really didn't like it when I left and went, you know, took the dog out and quail hunted. Or.
So is this why you dumped her? You just dumped her?
No, oh, no, she took off.
Oh, she left you because you hunted.
Probably.
Well, as the punchline goes to a great joke, you better off.
Yeah.
You better off.
Then, oh, no, I am. I am actually better off.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Bye.
Diane is up next. Diane, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good, Diane. And you?
I'm great. Thank you. I've been wanting to call you for weeks and finally got to call you.
Good.
My sister has a dog, and it's part Pomeranian. It's a small dog, and he's about 3 years old. He wants to go out, and they have a bigger dog, German Shepherd, and they go out. The little one will come in and every time go to the bathroom inside the house. Why is that?
Is that urination or poopy?
It's both. Honestly, it's both.
Okay.
I thought I was going to call Dr. Doug and get an answer.
Can I jump in here, Diane, and tell you the problem? The dog has watched you go inside the house, and it's mimicking your... What you have to start doing is going pooping in the yard. You have to go show the dog.
Neighbors would
out.
Love it.
Yeah. The neighbors would love it.
Yeah.
All love it.
Yeah, they probably would.
You know, I think that one obvious thing to do is to... It sounds to me like you're letting the dog out and then assuming it's doing its thing and then it's coming back in. I would make sure you're out there long enough that it has to do its thing and it does it outside.
Yeah, who cares if it's 2 below 0?
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. No, in the summer you leave it out, you know, 2 or 3 hours. You know, they love to be outside.
Yeah.
The minute he comes in, he goes to the bathroom. And
yeah,
I mean,
no, I think
I've seen her correct it and, you know, and set it back outside. And
Yeah, no, I think he's being a little bit lazy, and I agree. The weather probably has a bearing on his behavior, but I think that's the way to you're going to have to bite the bullet, get dressed up, and take him out where he's obligated to do his thing. Otherwise, you have no control. He just comes back in, and he poops and pees where he wants to.
But he acts the same way in the summer after leaving him out for several hours. He still
Obviously he's got some kind of his issues. Kind of backwards. He kind of needs to be retrained to the outside and done, you know, and then when he's inside and he's being retrained through that phase, he needs to be in a crate. And it's the whole starting process, just like you would with a puppy, and I think that's your smartest thing to try.
So you think the best would just go ahead and put it in a crate and start him like he's a puppy?
Exactly. And, you know, make him realize that, you know, outside is for work, inside's for play.
Okay? Oh, thank you, Dr. Doug. Nice talking to you.
Diane, thank you. Call anytime. Okay. Thank you. Debbie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Debbie.
This is my first time calling. I listen to KTRS all the time.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I have about a 3-year-old Great Dane. And what he started doing is in his food, he takes his nose and kind of digs into his food, so much so that he kind of makes his nose red.
Rubbing it on the food bowl, is that what you said?
Yes. He takes and it's like he's looking for something in his food, and he'll like scratch at the carpet. But I don't know what he's doing. Is that something?
Well, I would definitely have your veterinarian take a peek at that and make sure there's no some underlying infection going on. If it is behavioral, then, you know, this is a case where some Benadryl might be useful or one of the other antihistamines we talked about.
Benadryl.
And then the other thing is might be to change the style of his feeding bowl. Do you have him fed up upright a little bit, or is it down on the ground?
No, it's up. We actually have a higher one
it's
than... So we did that.
Yeah. But it might need a bigger one. I don't know what it looks like. If you want to send me a smartphone picture, happy to take a look and make an assessment. But I think that's what I would do. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks.
Now, Doctor, why did you tell her to be good? You don't normally tell the women to be good. Mm-hmm. What prompted that? That was interesting. Be good, you said to her. You know Debbie? Is she wild or something?
Yeah, her name was Johnny.
What? Her name wasn't Johnny Be Good. I get it.
Oh,
I just
thanks.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's very good. Tony is next. Tony, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Tony?
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good. Quick question. I got a Bichon Frise that's about 8 years old, and he gets the tear stains underneath his eyes, you know, and we're constantly have to clean them. And I was curious to know whether there's something you can do for that.
Yeah, there's a couple of options. Number one, I always tell the groomer to the owners to make sure and groom down that area so you don't have a lot of redundant fur there. That's number one, so there's not as much material to collect all that secretion. Then there are a number of products out, but even at home, if you use a little bit of peroxide on a cotton swab and gently, don't get the peroxide in the eye, but if you just gently clean that area, it helps to bleach it. And then there are a number of products I've seen either that are ingested or used topically to try and reduce some of that staining. You know, they work with variable success. You can check them out at the pet shop. We have a line of tear stain material that we sell, and your vet may do that as well. So those are the combinations of things I would try.
The angel eyes, where you put it in their food?
That's one product, yeah.
I've
had some success with that. Part of it is driven by the genetics of the dog in a big way. And, you know, whether they're all going to respond the same way or not is kind of a trial and error situation. But again, the peroxide is another way to just in the meanwhile, whatever else you try, if you use that as like a daily cleansing, kind of just gently swab down, get rid of the redundant fur first, and then do that on a regular basis, that may help you a lot as well.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Tony. I hope I pronounced this name right. Is it Katri? Is that your name, Katri?
It is.
All right, Katri, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, we're excited for you. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Katri. How can I help you, honey?
Well, I have a little Jack Russell Terrier who I rescued. He's about 9 years old. He's lost about 3 or 4 pounds since I've had him, and his backbone is showing.
How long have you had him?
His ribs are showing. He looks terrible.
How long have you had him that you rescued him?
Over a year.
Over a year. And when did this all start to happen, the weight loss and the skin coat and all that?
When I got him.
Oh, okay.
He was very pudgy before.
Oh, okay. Well, the most logical suggestion would be to do a little blood work, have the stool reviewed, and make sure you're not carrying some occult parasite infection.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Just rule out all the basic metabolic issues. Could at that age, you can have anything from diabetes to some kidney issues, liver problems, anything that might cause weight loss conditions.
Dan, that'd be a good name for a band, Stool Review.
Stool.
Yeah.
The Stool Review.
The poop.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
A poop check.
Introducing Stool Review. Did that help you, Katrine?
Yes, that's what I thought you were going
to
say.
Yeah,
I
you really do need to do a workup. A 9-year-old animal, if you let it go too long, you might be playing catch-up with something that's not so fixable. But if you start it early, jump on it, understand what you're dealing with, then you have a better chance of fixing it.
And you can fix it if it's diabetes?
Oh, yeah. We manage diabetic dogs and cats all the time.
Okay.
Okay,
you have to give them a shot every day?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have to give them a shot every day?
Yes, in fact, it's sometimes twice a day, but it's really easy to do, and you don't know if that's the diagnosis yet, but if you end up with that diagnosis, there are some foods that you want to commit to that are going to be better. Just as in humans with diabetes, you have to manage their diet, their exercise, and their insulin production.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Katrine.
Mm-hmm.
Another name. That's a new one. I've never heard anybody.
Yeah, I wonder where that's from.
Katrie. Well, it's too. I see. It's too late. We can't ask her now. And you didn't tell her to be good like you did that other lady.
Yeah.
You told her to be good.
Well,
but you don't care if Katrie is bad, apparently. Kyle, it's your turn. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, it's great to hear from you again.
Thank you. Who is this?
Kyle.
Oh, hi, Kyle. How are you?
Great. I've got just a simple question. I've got a Maltese. I've called you before about this Maltese. It was the one that would go straight to my mother-in-law's room and go to the bathroom every time.
And we decided that was a good thing.
Yes, I kept giving it treats. But anyway, my dog, every time it feeds, it takes the red pieces out of its dog food and throws them on the floor.
The red pieces.
Yeah, red. Anything that's red in its dog food will throw it out onto the floor. He'll eat everything else, and then when everything else is gone, then he will eventually eat the red dog feed.
Can dogs see color?
That's a good question.
Can they see color? Can dogs see color? Do we know?
I thought they were colorblind, but I'll have to check that out for you.
Maybe you have the only living dog that sees color. This dog's worth a fortune.
No, I think it's the texture or the shape of those red pieces. I'm wondering if those aren't unique, and he's identified that and then kind of just picks and selects that way. So, but I will definitely check and see. You know, I've probably known that in my life and don't remember it. So.
Okay, how can I find out from you?
You're welcome to call us. I'll look it up right after this presentation and give us a call. Can I give a number out?
Sure, absolutely.
636-530-1808.
Great.
And then just tell them that Dr. Doug's waiting to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Hey, be good, Kyle.
Yeah. And see, politically correct, he had to do one male because he had a female.
Yeah.
We're out of time. I hate it, but we're out of time.
Thank you so much for letting me be on.
Well, you're welcome. We'll do it again next week. Thank you. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. He'll be back next week, I promise. And I don't know if I mentioned it earlier or not, but next week will be the tail end of the week before we go to Cabo San Lucas. Oh, shoot. You know what? I didn't make a lot of people hate us. I'm sorry. I should have mentioned it. Dr. Doug brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app, which is free and it's a great app, is STL Taxi. If you're taking a cab because you don't have a car, but now you're ready to buy a car, boy, do we have a guy who can help you, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Boy, can we help you.
That's right.
Ooh-wee.
day like yesterday, and a lot of, another 6 inches of snow. What a great time to buy a car, truck, SUV, new or pre-owned. I can tell you that we can't give them to you for nothing, but we're practically selling them right now for nothing.
Well, I just read it.
It's too cold to come out. It really isn't. You can do just about everything online, but I am sick of winter.
Well, I subscribe to a magazine called Too Cold Magazine. You guys get Too Cold?
They canceled that.
The new owners owned it, and they've started publishing it again. And here from this month's issue.
I heard it was too frigid for people to read.
No. From this month's issue in Too Cold Magazine, here is an article titled Never Too Cold for a Hot Deal at Landoff Chevrolet. This is a national publication, and they've honed in on Landoff as the place to get a hot deal, and it's never too cold. I just thought you'd appreciate that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, page 32.
I'm writing that down right now, right here.
Too Cold Magazine.
You have a lot of notepads, Frank?
I don't have a lot of notepads, but I use my phone, and on my iPhone, it's called Quick Quarter. And I record every time I think of something. I just grab the phone and speak into it so I don't forget it, and then
so
I'll jot it down
somewhere. And you start speaking into your phone.
That means I'm making notes to myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then I guess they instead of thinking you're weird, they think you're cool.
Well, they probably just think I'm talking on the phone to somebody. But I do it a lot, and it doesn't matter where I am. I won't do it in the movie theater. But if I'm anywhere and something hits me, I go, ooh, I need to Google this, or I need to throw this out there for callers, or anything. I just speak like five words, and it'll keep me from forgetting. And that replaces the notepad I used to use.
Gosh, you're a little more high-tech than I am.
Well, it's not high-tech. It's just a recorder. I mean, no. Oh, and to the lady who sent me an email, by the way, if you're listening, and she says, oh, I have a new game for you. It's called Ridiculous Fishing. It's $3. I downloaded it, and I really appreciate that you sent me that and the suggestion, but it's nowhere near the Candy Crush category. So as long as we're talking high tech, I just wanted to thank that lady and say I paid the $3. I think I'm already done playing it. Sorry, I didn't mean to take away from car talk, but
we weren't in car talk anyway.
Well, we weren't talking about cars anyway.
Anyone else you want to talk to right now?
I'm sorry?
Anyone else you want to talk to right now?
I'd like to talk to Zach. Zach sent me an email. I'll talk to him if you want me to.
Pretty expensive spot that I hope I can maybe sell a few cars this evening.
Sure. Here's an email from Zach. Frank, you're going to talk about the Beatles. This is the 50th anniversary. Well, yeah, Zach, thanks for writing. We talked about them earlier. We'll probably talk about them some more. You want me to just read more emails, too?
Yeah, come on.
All right, here's one from Becky. Becky says...
Are you a Beatles fan?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Except when they went through their crazy Rishi, whatever, that guru crap, when they went nuts and they were stoned all the time.
Yeah.
And they,
what was that instrument? Don't
the
say
sitar.
It,
yeah. Ravi Shankar, the sitar.
That was weird.
That was very weird. I didn't like them when they...
Now, they weren't doing any drugs during that period, were they?
No. They never did drugs. But I didn't care for that. I liked the... I like the simple tap your feet, want to hold your hand, she loves you, Beatles. And I liked Yesterday, and I like the more melodic stuff they'd Imagine. I enjoyed all that, but I never got into the I am the walrus cuckoo ca-choo stuff. That that was drug music. But yeah, I like the Beatles.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
Good. And what's amazing is if you're watching any of this stuff they're running this month, it's I'm baffled at the success of the Kinks and the Byrds and the Dave Clark Five and all the people who were so obviously copying it. Normally, if you're, I would think that you would be a miserable, embarrassing failure and that people would go, look at those clowns. They got the same kind of hair and the whole British, and they're trying to be the Beatles. But they were successful. Lots of them were successful. Very successful.
Yeah, David Crosby was on CBS Sunday Morning.
He was It was a great segment.
He learned how to do interviews by
watching
studying
the Beatles.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, he watched them interviewed. And the thing about them is, unlike a lot of rock stars, modern day rock stars who are belligerent and have an attitude, even the people who interviewed him and tried to derail him or tried to put him down, they were disarmed by these guys because they just had like that one famous clip where one of the reporters says, do you guys ever get a haircut? And it was George who says, as a matter of fact, I had one yesterday. It was funny. They just had fun with it. You couldn't.
Is that your British accent the best you can do?
Yes, it is, John.
I just had one yesterday.
John, that's my British accent, John.
Yeah, we had a British couple living next to us for a few years, young couple, Neil and Nikki Cockrell, and they had four children. Clementine was their youngest. She was a little girl that I think when they moved in, she was maybe 18 months old. And then they had three boys, and one boy was named George. And it was like having like little Beatles living next door to us, okay?
George.
I mean, they knock on the door, and they say, could we have a go at the Nintendo? You know, they'd be like,
go at the Nintendo.
For a minute, I thought I was in England.
Wow.
Let me just say it. They don't believe in, like, potty training. They don't believe in diapers.
What?
I just think they're kind of tight.
They just went right there in your living room?
Yeah.
Hey, well, this Nintendo is fabulous.
I'm going to drop a deuce on your phone.
I don't know what, Ringo or Jordan, they were, a little hairy lawn dog at the time. Thought it would be cute to put the little kid on the top of his shoulders, not knowing that the kid was not potty trained, nor that he didn't have a dry, peed right on his back.
Oh.
And his older brothers thought it was the funniest thing ever. They were dying, and here's Harry walking in the house like he was a statue to his mom. Mom, I gotta take a shower right now. I mean, he was just freaking out. But the funniest was when they were over for dinner one night, and one of the little ones, I guess the youngest one, again, Ringo or whatever, George, peed all down his dad's, like, shirt and down his leg.
Oh, man.
On the floor.
What is the deal with these kids peeing on everybody?
I can talk about this because they moved to California. At least I sure hope they moved to California. But they were really a cute couple, but their kids, peed everywhere.
I think we all maybe missed Peon's incredible impression of a British person speaking after somebody pooped on the floor. Do it again, Peon.
I hope you don't mind to drop a deuce on your floor.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that sounded a little bit more like George Harrison.
Harry, it's nice to meet you, but your back smells.
Yeah.
I've never been able to do the British accent. I wish I could. It always turns Australian. It ends up with Shumple and the Bobby or something. I can't. Good day. I can't do it. I wish I could.
Oh, you're doing a pretty good job.
Now,
we have a true Brit working for us. So those that are, from England, they want to speak to one of their own. Luke Purewell. Been with the organization here about a good 4 years.
The organization?
Organization.
You went Canadian
in there
on us.
You took a little detour there.
That was after the Blues game last night. I guess the Blues just didn't, they played their hearts out, but they should have won that game. Son of a gun. Good hockey team. We have probably the best hockey team we've ever had, and we've got this Olympic break. How about the mess in Russia?
Oh my goodness! I have an article in front of me about the people who have already arrived there, like Richard Engel from NBC, talking about the disastrous conditions. These hotels aren't ready. Some people have no electricity, no hot water. He said it's an absolute mess, and he said everybody who goes there needs to know that as soon as you open your laptop, as soon as you get on the phone, you're going to get hacked. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Everybody's getting hacked as soon as they go to use anything.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll stay here.
You're kidding me. You know, no desire to go to Russia at all. I don't even like watching stuff about Russia on TV.
Wow.
No.
Well, you don't want to be around the TV for the next couple of weeks.
I tell you what, though, we were lucky enough to get to go to the first wave of the Olympics in Salt Lake City. And so that was February of 2002, just after, months after the 9/11 attack.
Yeah.
And when they carried in the flag, from one of the tower that they carried that in. There were 120,000 people in the stadium. Freezing cold. They just had like a foot of snow. I mean, it was so cold. Poor Mimi, she was chattering because we had to be there like 2 hours before we went on the air. You could hear people sobbing in the crowd. I mean, it was unbelievable to be there. So first of all, Winter Olympics are great. They're fun. But the security was intense. But the crowds are just
in how many tents were there? Like just like circus tents?
Yeah, they were all in tents.
All the security people were in tents. How could they help you?
Did you have pup tents there?
I didn't say in tent. In tents.
Yeah, in tents. Yeah, in tents. Plural. Yeah.
More
tents.
Than one.
Like five tents.
Yeah,
ten
a
tents.
Lot of
how many tents?
Wigwam. Teepee.
He doesn't get our humor.
Yeah, no. Sometimes you really crack me up.
Not everybody gets our stuff. That's okay.
Way over.
Very right. Highbrow.
And now let's take 60 seconds to sell something.
Yeah, come on. We need some of your loved listeners to stop by. Call us. If you think it's too cold, go online at lawnduff.com. We'll get the whole process started there. If you really want to have fun and get a great deal, this is like unbelievable for a Wednesday. One new car today. I think we were maybe getting ready to sell it.
That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
No.
Come on.
We're going to fix that. Before this business day is over, we're going to sell at least four
Patrick
or five.
Piper, he's almost like in a little sense of depression, you know, not selling any cars today, or at least one or two. That's not enough. Not when you have about 900 vehicles in stock. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or get online at lawnduff.com, or you know what, hop in your car and drive to beautiful 1375 Dunn Road. All the cars, snow's been pushed off. We're ready to go, and we'll really make it worth your while. And you'll have fun.
All right. Well, we're going to blow right past that one vehicle mark by the close of business. They're on the way. Okay?
You animal, you.
All right, John.
All right. See you, Frank. See you, everyone.
See you. Bye-bye. How'd that expression get started? Hop in the car.
I don't know.
There's a great one-line joke. What did the guy say to the one-legged hitchhiker? Hop in.
Yeah.
I don't go for that.
That's highbrow stuff.
Yeah, I don't. It's not my kind of humor.
Mm-mm.
And obviously, our humor is not John's kind of humor. He didn't think that tense thing. I thought that tense thing was hilarious.
I did.
Security
too.
Was intense. How many tents?
Yeah.
He just went. Huh.
Well, he didn't get it at first.
Then. Maybe that was it. Maybe it's just. Sometimes we forget. We're on another level, another plane, you know?
So we're not pretty smart.
We really are, Dan. We're smart enough to take a break right now so we can get some stuff out of the way and then come back to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meep, meep.
Here's another smart guy. Here's Tim Weiland. He's here to fill you in on traffic.
Guys, we're talking about the problems they're having at the Olympics. Did you see the pictures of when they opened the packets of honey and there was an actual bee in them?
No.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
That was great.
Well, that's fresh
water.
Honey, buddy. That's fresh.
That's exactly what
the
bee
was still making it. That's
the
how fresh.
Water's the color of urine. You got honey with bees in it.
Oh, yeah. They said,
great.
Do not use the water in your face.
Yeah.
What?
Wait,
what?
Chemicals.
Don't what?
Don't wash your face.
Use the water on your face. They said it'll be very
Well, that's when water's
toxic.
Really bad, when you can't even wash your face.
Oh, it looks like dark urine. Yeah, they had it in glasses.
Mm, you're making me want to go to Russia.
Yeah,
and you can't flush toilet paper down the toilet. You
Why?
Have to put it in the bin. I don't know. It says they've
don't
got
flush
a
the
sign.
Toilet at
whoa,
all.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa. You wipe yourself and you put dirty toilet paper in the wastebasket?
In the bin.
You put it, there's a little bucket or bin just right in front of you. So you wipe and then you throw it in there and they don't want you to flush the toilet with toilet paper.
No.
That's what it says. I guarantee it.
My bin's full.
Oh, man.
That's true.
Oh, my God. What does that hotel room smell like?
Oh, gosh.
The whole hotel, if every room has a poop paper bin.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, stay here.
Yeah, speaking of the Olympics, this report is brought to you by the Olympic Winter Games on NBC. The Winter Olympics return tomorrow. Don't miss a moment of one event that unites the world. Tomorrow at 7 Central, only on NBC. The only things we've got going on right now, they cleared the accident at the Rock Road in Pennsylvania. We do have one on eastbound 70 at West Florissant. They had the right lane block. A little bit heavy on eastbound 70 coming in from Broadway to the Edward Jones Dome. Other than that, everything is running quite well. And this traffic report also brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting maximum strength cream at Walmart. Use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for the women to have their turn. Tomorrow night, our Mizzou women's basketball team heads south to Louisiana to take on the LSU Tigers. Coverage begins at 6:45. The tip-off is at 7. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is Jim Winkleman with Blue Ocean Portfolios with your Blue Ocean Minute. Do you know that mutual funds are actually a giant scheme designed to cost investors billions of dollars every year? Any objective study would easily conclude that the only thing you can predict is the fees and expenses that you will pay inside a mutual fund investment. The truth is that a low-cost index fund will beat their actively managed counterpart 80% of the time. The vast majority of advisors and brokers know this, but they won't make any money telling you about an index fund. The only way that you're going to increase your odds of a favorable outcome is keeping your cost low and managing risk through diversification. For a free report of what your advisor isn't telling you, go to our website now, blueoceanportfolios.com. That's blueoceanportfolios.com. Or call us toll-free in Chesterfield, 800-449-2237. That's 800-449-2237. Blue Ocean Portfolios, intelligent investing.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. There's nothing like a great meal at an area restaurant supplied by locally owned Kuna Food Service. Restaurants like this one.
There's a great place to bring family and friends in Valley Park. TJ's Wings. Enjoy the game on TVs you can see from anywhere while enjoying great drink prices. TJ's Wings also has amazing specials on the weekends, like prime rib with house-made twice baked potatoes. And you can get anything you want for breakfast at TJ's Wings on the weekend. Brunch is served from 11 till 2 on Saturdays and 10 to 2 on Sundays. TJ's Wings is located at 550 Vance Road in Valley Park, just 5 minutes from 141 and I-44. For more information, go to tjwings.com.
For three generations, family-owned Kuna Food Service has supplied top area restaurants with fresh-cut steaks, fresh chicken, dairy, dry goods, and a wide range of fresh produce. The operative word is fresh. Kuna's local management style offers their customers benefits that simply cannot be matched by large conglomerate groups. Top area restaurants know Kuna Food Service is the place to go at kunafoodservice.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
Get you to a better place. NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids, we're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in each Wednesday for Hockey Sense live from O.B. Clarkson Brentwood.
Where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on KTRS.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I want to welcome you to join me for This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I've got a lot of stuff we're going to cover. The real estate contract, how earnest money works, how the commission works, what you do when you have a problem in your real estate transaction. What do you do when you have a building inspection issue? That's This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM of the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's free and it's a great app. Good way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bill. Happy birthday, right? Is today your birthday?
That is correct, yes. Today
how,
is my birthday.
How old are you today?
I am 34.
Almost an adult.
Wow.
Holy cow, 34.
Wow. You're old.
And still the youngest one in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, we're real nice. Real nice.
Well, I'm not technically in the room. So hope everybody survived the latest round of snowstorms. St. Louis is now so cold and snowy we've been named to host next year's Super Bowl. So that's good. And Sunday's Super Bowl, the most watched television show in U.S. history. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, however they say, many viewers left the game at halftime, you know, just like the Denver Broncos.
Oh, well, they left before halftime.
Yeah.
And in Lovejoy, Georgia, a half-smoked marijuana joint was found inside a Wendy's hamburger.
Yeah.
Or is that sometimes known, a Colorado Happy Meal?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sochi already being referred to as the most corrupt Olympic Games ever. Mm. And I give you an idea of how corrupt the Russian bobsled team already won a gold medal.
Well, that is corrupt.
Got the gold.
That
and
is
finally,
corrupt.
This afternoon, well, a new study confirms what I guess most of us already assumed, that presidents age 2 times faster than normal people while they're in office. Or as John McCain put it, whew, thank God I lost. I'm gone by now. Bill Cleveland 7 brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Hey, Dr. Doug called back during the break, and he said he found out about dogs' colored blindness. And he said dogs will see blues better and yellow's good. The issue that they have is they don't see red very well.
They see blues better, so if they saw B.B. King, they'd just go right for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or Muddy Waters or
yes.
something.
Yeah. But reds are an issue with dogs.
Yeah, I didn't think they saw full color. How do they know that?
I don't know. How can you sit there?
Really, I know that there's rods and cones in your eye, and I guess they look at those and knowing what the function of those are. I that has to be the only way, because you can't get a dog to tell you if it can see. But you see green?
No.
Yeah, it has to be the rod. I don't know why I remember that. Do you remember that from school, rods and cones? Do you remember that?
No.
That's what determines black, white, or color. Is the rods and the cones. That's all I remember. I don't know what does what, but I do remember that much. Playhouse coming up. Got a good joke for you. We'll talk later about the CVS thing. CVS no longer going to sell cigarettes. And one of the news channels that's all news, this morning I saw they put up on the screen, I hate it when everything has to be a poll. Text us and tell us what you think. Everything's a poll.
I know.
Okay? And it doesn't matter, because no matter what people tell you, it doesn't affect anything. But it said, is it right or is it wrong for CBS to stop selling cigarettes? Right or wrong? It's not about right and wrong.
It's their choice.
Is it a good business decision or bad? Not right or wrong. I thought, what a stupid poll. Mm. Do you think it's wrong for CBS to stop selling cigarettes? What? That's just a dumb. These polls, everybody has to have a like a poll for everything. I've never voted for an American Idol or any other contestant on text, and I've never responded to any kind of poll on the phone, but apparently millions of people do. Playhouse on the way, joke to go with it. Thompson Price and his crew, I'm sure, are probably on the way right now to somebody's home, and they're going to sit down with that homeowner or homeowners, and they're going to take a look at what's involved in redoing the kitchen or the bathroom. They could come to your house. You have to call them and say, we're now ready and serious about remodeling our kitchen or our bathroom. Come on out here and tell us what you think. And they'll come out and they'll look at your kitchen or bathroom and they'll measure. And then you'll meet with them, and you'll meet with them again if you like the first meeting. And in the course of a few meetings, and it is a process, but it should be. What was that?
Oh, my straw. I don't know. I have a drink. My straw just went. It went. It made a noise.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I'll put the drink down.
We just lost the Thompson Price account.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
We just lost an account right there. Sorry, right. Tom.
See, he just said he doesn't want to go on the trip now either.
Oh,
really?
You just got a text from him?
Yeah, I just got a text.
I'm out?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
wait,
I
just got a text, too. Peon's right. I'm out. That's what my text says. Well, way to go, Dan.
Man,
good going.
I always enjoyed Tommy.
I just got a text.
Yeah, I did too. It's good having them on the air. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. When you're ready to do it right, first class, that's the only way they do it. You will get every dollar's worth. And I know, because every bathroom in our house and our kitchen redone by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Do not go away, because the Playhouse is coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard.